Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
All right, Brewers looking for the rebound here against the Pirates. Tobias Myers getting the ball, the first team he ever faced in the big leagues. Martin Perez getting his second start of the year against the crew as well. They beat up on him the last time they saw him in May, and well, more of the same here today. In the first inning, though, Perez got a chance to get out of the inning quickly, but on a 1-2 pitch, Christian Yelich had an infield single, two outs, okay, no big deal. He gets ahead of Willy Adames 0-2. He fights off a couple of pitches. That will be a theme for the night.
Throws home, and a fly ball out towards right center. That is deep. It is back and off the wall on a bounce. Yelich will score standing up as Willy Adames puts the Brewers in front, 1-0.
And yet they still weren't done in the inning. The next batter in the five spot, Sal Frelick.
Deep breath, the 2-1. Line drive, base hit, left field. Adames sent around third. Here comes the throw home. It'll be cut off. Back-to-back run, scoring hits for the Brewers. Makes it 2-0 in the first.
Jeff Levering on the call here on WTMJ. Meanwhile, Tobias Myers didn't allow a hit until the top of the fourth inning. And at one point, he had 16 consecutive strikes in this one. Through four innings, he hadn't allowed a run with four strikeouts, leaving two men stranded. In the bottom of the fourth inning, the Brewers were ready to go against Perez again. With one out, Monasterio singled up the middle. Terang blooped the single into left. Two men on, one out. Churio ended up flying out. That would move runners to the corners. William Contreras got into a hitter's count, and man, he didn't miss it.
2-0. Line down the left field line. This is a fair ball. It's off the wall in the corner. One run is in. Terang around third. He's sent home. Here's the throw, and Bryce is in there safely. Contreras into second. Two runs scored. It's 4-0 Milwaukee.
To say it was a liner was an understatement. It was hit 117 miles an hour off the bat. Not even his hardest hit of the week. Remember, he had 118 in L.A. on Saturday. I mean, it was hit so hard, no one knew if it was going to stay fair, but it held its line, putting a bruise into that wall. So that makes it 4-0 Brewers, as called by Lane Grindle there. And then we move on to the fifth inning. Once again, the Brewers get a rally going with two outs and another hitter's count, this time for a pillar, Reese Hoskins.
3-1, drive to deep left. Boy, did Hoskins unload on this one. Way out of here. Home run number 14 for Hoskins.
So he takes the team lead with that home run for Reese. It's 5-0 Brewers. And meanwhile, Tobias is still rolling as we move into the fifth. A 1-2-3 frame there. Move into the sixth. A 1-2-3 frame there with a great play by Sal Frelick sliding down the line there. In the seventh, a leadoff, excuse me, double from Rowdy Tellez finally made Tobias Myers sweat. Gonzalez would fly out for the first out. Palacios would hit a single into left field, but too hard to allow Tellez to score. Men on the corners, one out, and got a little help from his defense.
3-2 pitch. Ground ball. One hops Hoskins at first. He goes to second for one. Back to Hoskins in time. Wow. 3-6-3 for the double play. A great pick by Hoskins on a ball that got onto him quickly. Made a great throw to Adames. And Adames with that big arm with a great return throw to first and a good stretch by Hoskins. And the Brewers turn two and they get out of trouble.
Myers was in the background clapping his hands, but he wasn't done. He would return for the eighth after a two-out single. He was facing his maybe new nemesis. Remember, Andrew McCutchen took him deep on the first pitch he ever threw in the big leagues. Now he's trying to retire him for eight scoreless.
Myers deals. Popped him up. Foul territory, third base side. It will be Monasterio making the catch, an eight scoreless from Tobias Myers tonight in Milwaukee. Another gem from the Brewers right-hander.
It was the second time he's done that this year. He's the first rookie for the Brewers to have at least two starts of eight shutout innings. The other being Willy Peralta back in 2013. Hey, I said that, you know, Reese Hoskins took the team lead with his 14th home run. Willy Adames made sure that was only going to last a few innings in the ninth.
1-2. Fly ball down the left field line. This is going to be a goner. A home run for Willy. A three-run shot makes it 9-0. Just did tuck it inside the pole.
Jeff Levering's gone. In the eighth inning, of course, for Willie Adames. So he's got 14, just like Reese Hoskins. Rob Zastrzyzny had a 1-2-3 ninth to close things out. It's a shutout, the sixth of the year for the Brewers, and they will go for the series win tomorrow.